The University of Florida lacrosse team has a lot to look forward to this season with the addition of 12 freshmen to the roster. This will be a big change for the team after they lost the majority of their players as graduating seniors. Returning sophomore Angela Flister says that the girls they lost built up the program, but the team has learned a lot from them and are ready to take it into the new season.
Those seniors, they really started the program and built it from the ground up, and all of us returners have learned so much from them, and now we're just a really close team, and we have a few seniors and they're definitely our leaders, but I think everyone contributes a lot with the team dynamic, especially with the 12 freshmen. We have 11 sophomores, so we're pretty young. We're a young team now.
With all the fresh faces, no one can be sure what to expect from the young team this season. Hopes are high, says senior Krista Grauber, who thinks the team has a lot of potential to show to the rest of the nation.
Nobody really knows what to expect. A lot of the other teams don't, and I don't think we even know what to expect. I think we have a lot of potential, and I'm really excited to see how this young team steps up against some of the major teams in the nation.
Hopes may be high for the team, but so are the expectations. The Gators were 18-3 last year, winning their third straight American Lacrosse Conference championship, as well as making it to the NCAA quarterfinals. Angela Flister says winning the ALC this year will show that the Gators are still a top-ranked team, despite losing players.
Winning our conference, that's our big thing this year, because we did lose a lot of players, and they were great players, but every other program has lost graduated seniors and stuff. So I think winning our conference this year is going to prove to a lot of people that we are still good. And University of Florida Lacrosse is still a top five, top 10 team.
With over 3 months until regular season play, the Gators have a lot of time to practice and build the team dynamic. Krista Grauber says she wants the team to mesh together on and off the field so they are ready to dominate the season.
But I want us to kind of come together off the field, on the field, and be able to mesh completely so that we can end up doing what we want to do, and that's win games.
The Gators start regular season play February 8th at UNC Chapel Hill. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Courtney McKenna.